Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I was looking at the 8 teams playing in the NFL divisional playoffs this weekend, right? And I was going through the list because I was planning my viewing weekend. I'm like, okay, who do I want to root for? And you usually root for like your upset pick or something, you know, and I will give you my big upset pick momentarily. So I went down the list. Who do I want to root for? Okay, the Cowboys? No! That would make me feel dirty. No way. Cowboys, obnoxious. Jerry Jones, America's team, obnoxious. No. The Los Angeles Rams? No. Because the Sean McVay thing would be so far out of control. Do you really want to see another young Jared Goff win? And the Rams, they don't even have like a hometown fans situation. No. No. I do not want the Rams. Okay, keep going. The Colts? No. Because they're sort of like the Lions, Midwest dome team leaning a lot on their quarterback. And I don't think, and Andrew Luck, I like Andrew Luck, and I like what the Colts have put together, but that would be such a blah Super Bowl champion, wouldn't it? Next, the Kansas City Chiefs. I thought about them. Tortured fan base. What, 0-6 in the playoffs? Andy Reid. I would like to root for Andy Reid. That's my second choice. I would root for the Chiefs, but that's not my first choice. Let's keep going. The Philadelphia Eagles? No! The Philadelphia fans go back to back so then we can hear Sully slobber over Nick Foles for another year? No! The New Orleans Saints? No! Drew Brees again, more slobbering. Now, I'm not anti-slobbering because I'll slobber, but the Saints just won recently as well. Again, that's probably not the greatest rationale. The Los Angeles Chargers, right, Woji? That's who you want. No! They also don't have a home base or home fans. And the Philip Rivers story. First of all, I think Philip Rivers is a little bit overrated. People love his red assery. But you look at his record, one-loss record, and what he's done in the postseason, and he ain't all that in a bag of chips. That leaves one team. Well, yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm rooting for the Patriots. Please don't turn the channel, okay? Let me explain why. One of my favorite things in sports is when a power is prematurely buried, okay? And I think it would be hilarious if the Patriots, just as people are ready to shovel dirt on them, rise up one more time. This is no. This is not a Tom Brady thing, although he's certainly being shoveled upon. I actually enjoy the antics of Bill Belichick. I saw him today. He was asked about, you know, what will it be like with the Chargers, a West Coast team coming to the East, the time zone and the weather. And Belichick said, we're not playing the weather, we're playing the Chargers. That's literally how he said it. And I laughed, okay? I like to see how fading champs. I liked watching Muhammad Ali in those last fights, the fading champ. Did he have anything left one last time? Don't you think it would be fun to watch? Like, especially if the old grizzled Patriots knocked off, like, I don't know, the Rams in the Super Bowl. Wouldn't that be fun? It wouldn't be fun? No. 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Am I an idiot? And do you have, for a legitimate reason, tell me if you have a team you'll be rooting for out of these eight teams and why. You can make a pretty good case, I think, to root for the Chiefs. I think that'd be kind of fun. Andy Reid's a big old guy, too. He's due. That'd be fun. I'm going to go with the Patriots, just because I think it would be so much fun to see an upstart against the grizzled old champs. And Bill Belichick makes me laugh. Okay, so there. To the phones at 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Let's go to Clinton Township and talk to Paul. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello there, Paul.
Hey, Wojo. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure, thanks for calling.
Hey, listen, first, let me preface what I'm going to say by saying I it's not that I don't think Antonio Brown isn't the best receiver, you know, in the game or one of the top couple, or that you don't need good receivers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the receiver position is not the position. Now, initially, you guys were talking about giving the eighth pick in the draft and a bunch of stuff. To me, that wide receiver is the one position I don't spend that much on, you know, because you said, oh, if I could have the best player in the league at a position, you would certainly want one, but the best, you know, wide receivers, when you think of the great wide receivers of now and of recent times, they're not on Super Bowl championship teams. Now, those teams have good receivers. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have good receivers. But the elite of the elite guys, you know, when you think back and you look at Antonio Brown and Calvin and Dez Bryant, Randy Moss, and, when you go through them, I mean, Julio Jones is probably the closest that you come to that played in a Super Bowl, but he didn't win. To me, wide receiver is not a position that I feel I've got to have one of the top two or three guys to have a championship-level football team. I mean, I think you can certainly win with guys that aren't one of those top couple
okay,
of guys.
Okay, Paul, I will say this. You're right to a certain degree. Of course, the number one position would be quarterback, that you'd want to have the best, and then maybe
sure.
Defensive end, whatever. I agree with you that having an unbelievable receiver, case in point, Calvin Johnson, does not guarantee you winning anything. But I don't think you can have completely pedestrian receivers, excluding the Patriots example, all right? Although they went bonkers when they had Randy Moss and all sorts of records, right?
Sure, and didn't win the Super Bowl that year, unbelievably.
They were undefeated
right. And didn't win, unbelievable. But that said, that's why I wanted to preface what I'm saying. I'm not saying you don't have to have good receivers, but the top two or three receivers in the league every year is rarely ever. You got to go back to the days of, the Dallas Cowboys back with Troy Aikman and, you know, receivers back then where maybe you did. But think about it. T.O., Randy Moss, Calvin, name the best receivers over the last 10 to 15 years, the top two or three guys, which one was on a Super Bowl championship?
No, listen, Paul, you make a legitimate point. And thanks for the call. And I do think part of that is the quarterbacks that they were paired with, certainly. And Randy Moss, I mean, with the Vikings, that was not his fault at all that they didn't. Oh, is it Gary Anderson missed a field goal or whatever? So, but I do get what you're saying, and I'm not a wide receiver begging for them because we've seen the example here. Calvin Johnson couldn't do it. But the flip side is they're all in on Matthew Stafford and a deep threat alongside another deep threat like Kenny Galladay if Stafford couldn't make that work, and I hear you saying, I know he can't make it work. If he couldn't make that work, then you would know for sure that he wasn't your guy. I just find it intriguing. We'll go back to the phones at 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Also, rooting for the Patriots. Am I a bad person? On the Bogey and Wojo Show on 97.1 The Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.